former military aide is in trouble over a New Orleans hotel project. ABC News is reporting that the FBI is investigating a former White House military aide to three presidents and his firm over allegations it bilked foreign investors out of millions of dollars by touting his White House ties and making promises of quick U.S. green cards to raise funds for this giant hotel complex. ABC is also reporting that 5 years after the elaborate groundbreaking ceremony in New Orleans, there's only a vacant lot. Investors say almost $16 million has disappeared. The former aide is retired Air Force Colonel Timothy Milbrath, and he has confirmed to ABC News he's very aware of the FBI investigation, but said the allegations against him and his firm are not correct. Investors say the FBI has recently conducted interviews, and city officials in New Orleans have confirmed agents have collected boxes of documents related to the company. A spokesman for the FBI in New Orleans has declined comments. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. You got to wonder just how many dollars did go down the drain or into somebody's pocket after the whole New Orleans disaster. We'll have to follow this story. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.